It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, I think that's the first time Bergeron has ever come in and hung out with us on a Monday. No, I think maybe once before.
Yeah, I think it wasn't during football season, so we never got
right,
the...
Right, the double whammy, yeah. So...
It's always good for a nice swear.
Yeah, he did. He came out early on that.
Yeah, he came out. Yeah.
We know what to expect with him.
You know, when it comes to that, let me ask you. Do you think anybody's fazed by that anymore?
No.
Like,
no.
If someone lets an S-bomb fly, it's one thing, an F-bomb, but I mean, if somebody said, you know what I mean?
Listen, I was watching CNN this weekend with my mom, and they have a new comedy show that they're airing. It was like at 9.
Yeah.
They're dropping the MF.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Multiple times.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Well, I guess you can get away with that.
Well, a comedy show, 9 o'clock. I thought 10 o'clock was the safe harbor,
Maybe it was... I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
But, would anybody be... If you were driving down the road and you heard someone on terrestrial radio say, what an asshole, would you go, hey, would it strike you?
If you're driving with your kids, probably.
No, I'm just saying you're driving...
Alone. Okay.
Yeah, would it phase you?
It would strike me. I'd be surprised I'm hearing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
You wouldn't complain, though.
I'd complain.
No. Yeah. It takes a lot for me to complain.
Yeah, like, and why are you having to go and research of who you complain to? That's ridiculous. Just let it go.
Speaking of complaining.
Yeah. Scotty, all right, let me, because I filled him in
on something, and he wasn't really happy about
it. I didn't know this either, by the way.
I didn't have a chance to tell you. My afternoon turned to crap on Saturday, so I couldn't tell you that.
So let me just take a second here, and first, thank everybody that came out of the Buzz Beer Fest cruise. What a blast. I mean, it was so much fun. Honestly, it's on the same boat that the luau is on. So people do draw comparisons.
Yes.
And there was one guy said, well, you know, it's not as much fun as the luau. And I'm like, I got to tell you, I think they're two totally separate things.
Absolutely. Two different creatures.
Yeah. One of them is a wild night. And the other one's like a sunny Saturday afternoon where you're sampling beers and hanging out and actually talking and having conversations.
That's what made it
with
nice.
People,
yep.
You know?
No, I don't think I've ever talked so much. And the thing I noticed, there's a lot of boats on the lake because we're usually there at night.
You can't see.
And you don't see any of that. It was like, oh, hey, look in front of the boat. This is a jet ski. It was so much to watch.
It's too much.
Too much?
There's too many friggin' boats.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I love Winnipesaukee, but that area gets so busy and jammed up with boats. We had a thing pulling the boat away. We had to wait because somebody was in the way of the Mount Washington.
We're so dumb.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to hit you.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. You're going the wrong way.
It's too much.
You're going the wrong way.
I can't imagine, like, on July 4th, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When
we had our boat, there was weekends that we just wouldn't take it out because it was just too much.
Well, there was also, it's a big enough lake where there are places you can go, but that's such a high traffic area. Right. Which, all right. But anyway, so, but it was great. It was really great. I loved the calm atmosphere of it, where you could go around and actually stop and talk, you know, with people. I met a lot of really nice people that have listened for a long time. A gentleman came up to me and said, you know, he goes, I got to thank you. And I said, what? What for? And he goes, you gave me a shout out. I said, that's cool. All right. Yeah. When was that? He says, and he gave me the year. And he said, I was in Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And you sent a shout out to my unit from Vermont. And I said, I remember that. He emailed us, and I gave the shout-out, and people from the unit heard it and really appreciated it. And I'm like, you know, I'm the old-school guy. I grew up with the radio station went 30 miles, and that was it.
Yep.
I still am totally floored by the fact that people can hear us anywhere in the world.
I find it to be very entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, but meeting people and hearing stories like that, or when... You know, Laura did something for them, or Scotty made them laugh, or Kelly made them laugh, or over a certain day they didn't think they could laugh. It was great. It was really, really nice.
Greg, if you could,
but there's
change the music.
There was one problem, I guess, that I was not aware of, and Scotty's not necessarily happy about it. Matter of fact, he's hurt.
Well, I think it's rude. We brought stuff on board the boat to possibly, if we needed to, do some giveaways. So there was like a box of Morning Buzz t-shirts.
Which we, because of the way, what we were doing, it wasn't like...
It wasn't like, here's a game, win a shirt.
We didn't do crazy contests.
Yes. I did bring up, and everybody knows, like on the second level, there was an area, I put a prize box up to give away some Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, right. Some Breaking Benjamin, just to give some tickets away.
Right.
But I also had a box of t-shirts, thinking like, as we're walking around, if we see somebody that, you know, hey, give them a t-shirt. So we had all that stuff.
It is very difficult to do that with such a big crowd.
Right, and I only had so much. But in that box, and that was our area, Paul, our sales rep, he had set it all up. When I first got on there, my friend Chelsea had contacted me, or she does a lot of these beer events and stuff, and she's like, Laura, listen, I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to give my girl some t-shirts for the buzz.
I've always loved Chelsea. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorites.
I love Chelsea. So Chelsea was like, I'm going to give some t-shirts to her for you and some special beers, Laura, for you to take home. So when I got there, I went over to the Woodstock table, and she was very nice, gave me the t-shirts for the buzz.
Very nice. Thank you.
So at that point, I'm thinking, oh, she's really close to our area. I'll stick all the t-shirts into the box that we brought that had all like the buzz t-shirts in it. I also put my purse in there.
Under the table? No.
Well,
okay.
I gave it to the sales rep thinking that's where it would end up. But anyways, so everything was in there. At the end of the 3 hours, I need to go get my purse and I need to get the t-shirts to bring back to all of you. I go to the bucket. Where are my t-shirts? Where are all the buzz shirts? Thank goodness my purse is here. Everything else wiped out.
Who the fuck does that?
That sucks. Yeah.
I just mean, we...
Thanks for leaving my money.
Did we not give you like a good enough time that you needed to basically steal shit on the way out?
Well, it was before the way out.
Because
I went to that box halfway through and it was gone. Or shortly after halfway through and the stuff was empty. Somebody or a few people took things
without asking. I think more than one person because...
Yeah.
So right across from our booth, when I got there looking for the stuff, I talked to somebody from iHeart and I said, where did all the stuff go? He goes, I didn't stand by the table for the whole 3 hours. I didn't know. And one of the lovely beer vendors who was pouring beer, she goes, at one point I just looked over and they were taking everything and she's like, I didn't know what to do.
Eluded.
She's like,
it was freaking eluded.
No, wait a minute.
And she knew that.
Don't laugh. Because I really find it to be fucking insulting. It is where you kind of go, are you serious that you just go someplace, hey, why not, and take something that is not yours.
Wasn't there? It was there for a reason, and somebody felt the need, or somebody thought it was okay.
Was more than one. So I talked to this lovely woman who said, "I didn't know what I should do." She knew that the shirts she gave me were in that box, but she's like, "I didn't want to confront them, but they were going through everything."
What?
And I was
like,
"I didn't ask her." I was like, "I'm
tell
just
me what they were wearing." I remember.
I told her, "I go, I'm just thankful they left my purse, because that was in there."
And the thing about it is, while we got there, some people gave us some stuff. We got the posters ahead of time of the artwork that Greg, you did for...
So we don't know if that's there or not.
I have to go check the box.
I find that to be like, why would you do that? And because under the tables, like sometimes if I go someplace, I throw my hoodie in that box because I don't want to walk around.
I love Woodstock Brewery. I would love a t-shirt from them.
So would I. We'll find these people.
Shit.
They were a nice gray.
Yeah. Of course. I've been there.
Me too.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're listening and you did it, you're an asshole. You are.
Bill's not happy with you.
And I would feel that way, too.
I can't disagree with them.
It sucks.
I can't disagree with them. I mean, I could see where maybe somebody told you it was okay or something like that.
But nobody who worked at the station.
No, I know.
There's all of us in this room. And Paul didn't tell you it was okay.
Yeah. It was definitely not a cool thing. You know, definitely not a cool thing. You know. But
I like my collection of brew shirts, too. That's what I added.
But if it was left on a table unattended, our fault.
It wasn't.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
It was?
That
it's our fault.
I went in and put the posters in a box that was...
I'm not going to say whose fault it is, but you know whose it is. You know whose it is. That's a fuck up.
But he didn't. He's never done an event like this.
I'm not mad at
him.
I'm not mad at him.
When I came back and he's like, I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It sucks. So whatever. It is. In the grand scheme of things, great event. Small weird thing to happen. But
even
those things got to be secured. You know they got to be secured. They got to be.
Yep.
So you can't blame. You can. The people who still took it.
They still went over to an area.
Yeah, and cleaned it out.
And cleaned it out.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong.
So it is wrong. It doesn't matter. Yep. We shouldn't have to hide our personal stuff.
Yeah. I love that you want it and stuff. That's awesome. I get that. That's totally,
but
I get it.
But the Woodstock shirts weren't even yours. Like,
yeah.
I understand you wanted to get a Buzz shirt, but some of those things were ours.
Mm. Disappointed.
Are you okay?
Disappointed. Scotty's really angry. Well, he's almost doubly angry because it's our fault.
Well,
not ours, but you know what I'm saying.
But it's not. It's not. And that's the same thing. I hate when people say, oh, well, you shouldn't have left your door unlocked because, no, it's still not. Nobody has the right to enter my car because my door is unlocked and to clean out my car. And I hate that people put the blame on somebody when it's not their fault.
Oh, I say the same thing to Ryan Russman about the frigging cameras up front of your house. You have to let him know, hey, you, how about stay off my property? That I'm with you 100%. I get it.
I didn't know. I guess I didn't know everything.
Mm.
And now I'm even more fucking angry.
So are you going to discuss it with anybody?
what could you? But I just mean,
yeah,
I don't, you know, I, like anytime I do an event, that to me, you know, I leave it under the table.
Yeah, you have to.
That's where,
yeah,
right. And when I went and put the posters in it, they gave us, you know, to use, I put it back under the table I found
it. But what time was that at? Because
before everybody got on.
Well,
oh, okay.
All right, we can break it down all day long. But it definitely is. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm going to have to drive up to Lincoln now and get another. I'm going to go up there and buy one, a Woodstock T-shirt. Thank her, though. That was very nice.
I did tell Chelsea. She said, did you get the shirts and beer? And I said, well,
Every time you wear the T-shirt, I'm gonna, the rest of us are going to go,
This is never a problem, though. This is never a problem. I will say, this is not something that happens all the time, which is why I think it got Scotty. That's why it affected
him
like that.
You guys are better than that. Be better than that.
I know, but you have to. You're talking to a very small number of a few people, as opposed to a boat full of 500.
Well, but
people.
You know what? Maybe they know the people who did it. Maybe, but just me.
Go to the house.
It's like, you know, we had a good day with you, and then you decided to take everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we still have pens? I have an event this weekend. Should I double check, Lord? Did we lose our pens?
I haven't checked.
It's perspective, that's all. It's T-shirts, okay? It's perspective. Got to have a little perspective. But I don't disagree
with
you.
Were they your T-shirts?
I don't disagree with you. No. I'm just saying, you know, don't let it ruin your day. Okay?
All right. Better than that.
Son, I'm disappointed in you.
Mm-hmm.
I never got that. I'm disappointed in you. I'm not saying they weren't.
That's what I got. Usually it wasn't yelling. It was, you know, I'm disappointed.
No, I never got. I never got yelled at. I got in trouble. I did, of course, but I didn't get yelled at. I got hit once, you know, because I got real mouthy. You know what I mean? As like an 11-year-old kid, and I got popped once. You know, it was gonna like, you know, like biff me off the top of the head. You know
the, old
I mean?
Biff.
The old biff.
The old biffy. Which, the biff, I support the biff. You know, that sort of off the top of the head glancing blow that's like, what are you doing?
My dad had it here.
On the forehead.
Right here. And it was just bang. You don't talk to your mother like that. And I'll tell you, and a minute later, you're like, fucking hurts.
I know, dude. I know.
It was like an ice cream headache.
I know. Mine was on the backside. Like, from the backside, like, if I, like,
yeah,
just like this.
That's a biff.
Bang, off the top of the biff.
Yeah, off the top of the head. Hey, dummy.
And a biff, and I'm still, I would still do the biff if it was something like that. But I got real mouthy with my dad once, and I got the biff. And guess what? Last time I was mouthy.
Yep.
I'll tell you that.
I saw my sister get smacked in the face at Ames.
Yeah.
For talking back.
Yeah.
And
I just love at Ames.
Yeah.
I remember it was a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. We were at Ames and my sister was being fresh and she got
fresh. Don't be fresh.
I was never fresh after that, and Erica learned her lesson, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be. Used to be.
I just love it.
How many times, though, as you, as, okay, you know how old I am? I'm 62 years old. How many times have you been in public and you saw some kid doing something or really mouthing off or doing something to their parents, like saying something, talking fresh or anything like that, and you thought, that kid needs a biff right upside their head?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yesterday at Seven Gables, there was a family there, and the two boys... I think probably the parents lied to him and said, hey, we're going to see witches, and they're all of a sudden stuck at this house. They were acting up so bad, but I'll tell you what, the dad's like, then fine, I don't care if somebody takes you. The kid sat right there and he's got his arms folded, and part of me wanted to take him for a bit, just to teach him a friggin' lesson. You know what? Right in the back of a trunk, we'll go do the tour, we'll come back. I bet you that kid has learned his friggin' lesson.
You're talking about putting a kid in the trunk of a car.
Like, I wanted to give the dad a wink going, hey, I got him for 15.
Dude, you know what? There's a difference between a kid that's like, there's a difference between a little kid that's throwing a crying fit, okay? Kid, crying fit, one thing. But when they're mouthing off to their mom or dad, and they're saying really utterly disrespectful things, you know, like, whatever, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. That's when I think, I'll biff you upside the head myself. You're not my kid. You know, those things run through your head. You can't do it, obviously. But if you were raised old school, you look at that and you go, my ass would have been kicked 15 minutes ago.
Yep.
And this shit would have stopped right then and there. But, you know, we can't do that nowadays. Because everybody will call and report you and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not purporting that anybody should wail on your kid. That's not what I'm saying. A biff is like a glancing thing off the top of the head, say, knock it off. But man, oh man, the things I've seen, I watched a kid walk up to her dad and start wailing on him, punching him. Like, honest to God, punching him. This was not like a 3-year-old. This was like a 10-year-old. And the dad just sat there and taking it. And I felt like, wow, dude. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be every day for that guy.
Yep.
Got to be every day. And I don't understand. Look, I don't know what's going on, right? I don't know what the story is.
Yeah.
I'm not judging in the sense that I just look at it as if that was me in that situation, you're damn right you'd get popped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like that, Kelly. Right, you know what I'm talking about.
Kelly, did your dad ever?
No, he got out the belt once. Yeah. Mostly it was just the threat of the belt.
That's you were afraid of the threat.
Right. I think one time he lightly did it, and that was it.
Well, the one time I got it, I had it coming.
Yeah.
I was really, that was uncharacteristic, and I didn't do it again. But all it took is one, I put my hand up like this, and I got it off the elbow. It didn't even really hit me, but that was enough, just the thought of the fear of it and stuff like that.
Now, Judy had the wooden spoon. She pulled that down from there, and I remember being then she hit me with a wooden spoon, and I took it from her hands and broke it in half and passed it back to her, and... I got in trouble when Dad got home, and then after that, it was on to the Hot Wheels track, and that thing sounded like Indiana Jones' whip, and there was no taking that and breaking that. That sucker hurt.
The orange Hot Wheel track?
Yeah.
You know it, right? You've seen it.
Yeah.
So that could seriously cut some air.
The two pointed edges on the edge of the track left marks at Scotty's buttocks.
Yep.
Buttocks. Yeah. That's what he did. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. You broke the spoon and gave it back to your mother?
What a dick. Yeah. Yep.
Did Judy? Oh, my God. What did you do to force that angel of a woman to hit you with a spoon?
I was enjoying life.
What does that mean?
I was...
Still baking.
Having a good time and maybe being fresh and talking back and
to
whatever.
Judy?
Yeah, I know.
Have you met his mom?
Yeah.
Could you ever talk back to that angel of a saint?
Well... Maybe you talk back.
Right. She had
a dirty way.
Did Pop? No, I would. Not. I have. That's what I'm thinking, a dirty way.
Like,
did Pat McMullen kick your ass the next day?
Oh, well, Mom said, that's fine. Because when your dad gets home, and I mean, the guy just got done working a 12-hour day. You think he was going to put up with shit? He didn't put it up from guys at work. He wasn't going to deal with it at home. That's funny, dummy. In your bedroom. Like, fucking, you can't go anywhere for like a week.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
There was no...
Did he stick to it, or did he cave after 2 days?
He was military.
Yeah.
So when
he
took your bike away, it wasn't one of these things where he left it in the garage. Mm-hmm. No, he threw it on the roof of the garage. Yeah. Good luck getting that down, little legs.
Yeah. Christ. Well, anyway.
The good old days. Thanks for stealing our shit. And yes, we got punished as kids.
Well, you know, hey.
You know what? Every once in a while,
somebody screwed up.
And every once in a while, it's okay to be disappointed. And you're right. It was a small group and one of ours.
We screwed up.
Yep.
We screwed up. We got to own that. You know, got to be.
I didn't know that part of the story.
Not, yeah.
Let that happen, you know. Because when I went down, it was secured.
Yeah.
But it was already done. The damage
I don't know. Yeah.
Done.
When I went up, I was somewhere where it shouldn't have been. And
here's the thing. Like
purse
we do an event. There's often a lot of people. You know what I mean. And some people that we work with aren't accustomed to that. You know, because maybe they work mostly on the AM and they can do AM stuff, so they go there and it's less thing. It's not. You know, mistakes can be made.
I almost didn't know about the T-shirts. I didn't know until today that
there was a bomb.
I didn't want to tell you guys that they were coming. And then
I'd be excited about that Woodstock shirt.
Sorry, I was going. Really excited to surprise you guys today.
Could you reach out to her? Tell her I will buy T-shirts. I will.
Well, I mean, she said. So after we did, we're gonna have plan.
I don't want her to feel
soon.
Like she's got to do that. I will buy one, and Kelly, and if Roadkill wants one, I will buy them.
Wow, I love it.
She said I got the shirts, and then people stole them, and I didn't get my special 4-packs. But we're gonna meet up again. She says. She said a bad word. A-holes, exclamation point.
Right.
Yes, let's get together and have a dinner date soon.
Well, tell her I would gladly pay for the shirts. All right, well, anyway, we got to go. It's meeting day, everybody.
She called you bad word, people.
sometimes, you know what? Good people make bad decisions.
Well, we had way more good people.
Oh, absolutely.
They were awesome to hang out
with. But it sounds like we had 10 bad ones, because I think there was about 10 shirts in there, maybe.
It was probably
10,
about
15.
Five people, less, I would say, probably, you know. Trying to be positive here.
Motherfuckers.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Well, have a great day. I hope the shirt gives you a rash.
Have a great day, everybody.
I hope the band breaks up.
We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us. We love you, though. We love you. All right. See you later.